Hi, and welcome to this demo of setting up a iPhone 11 and an Apple Watch Series 5. And the particularly Apple Watch that I've got here in size-wise is the 44mm one, not the 40mm one. And just for a bit of a size comparison at the end of this demo, I'll actually let you know what the size difference between the Apple Watch Series 3 and the Series 5 is. And also on the table in front of me, I also happen to have the, not only the iPhone 11, but the iPhone 11 Pro, the iPhone 11 Pro Max, the iPhone 8, and the original iPhone 10. Again, to do a bit of physical comparison orientation to all of those phones. But again, I'll leave that after I do the demo on setting up an iPhone 11, and as I said, an Apple Watch Series 5. Got my iPhone 11 here. Remember, there's no more home buttons, of course, on iPhone 10 and above. So I'm going to press the side button 3 times. 1, 2, 3. And of course, we get different languages. I'm going to unlock it by flicking up from the bottom. Get the 2 beeps. And if I flick backwards and forwards,
English button.
There's English.
Select your country or region. Australia button.
Australia. No, I flicked to the Australia and just double tapped. Let me flick to the right.
Accessibility options. Quick start. Head. If you have an iPhone or iPad running iOS 11 or later, bring it nearby to sign in automatically.
Now, pause the recording to try and set it up with my iPhone 10 automatically. And I've tried it 3 times between the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 10, and it doesn't want to do it. So this occasionally happens. Not too sure why. So just for the sake of moving on with the podcast, I'm actually going to do it manually. So let me flick.
Set up manually.
Button. To set up manually.
Choose a Wi-Fi network. David's Wi-Fi. Fon Wi-Fi. Telstra. Wi-Fi. Woodisend. Secure net. Woodisend guests. Secure
okay,
net.
Okay, I'm going to choose Woodisend guest.
Password. Sick password. Secure text field. Is editing.
Before I pause the recording, if you're used to touch typing when you set up your new iPhone 11, in this case for the first time, I'm going to cycle around
typing mode.
And if you flick down or flick up,
touch typing, direct touch typing, standard typing,
which is the one finger double tap on every letter,
touch typing,
or touch typing, which is take your finger to the letter and take your finger off. So that's what I'm going to use for my entry, for my password, for my Woody's guest network. Back in a tick. Okay, so I put my password in.
Join.
I'm just going to tap on join on the keyboard, bottom right hand side.
Back button.
And flicking to the right.
Choose a Wi-Fi network. In progress. Selected. Woodisend guests. Secure network. Signal strength 3 of 3 bars.
And that other one you heard about the screen going off.
Secure
that
network.
That was actually my iPhone 10 just going to sleep.
Wi-Fi 0.
That was where I said I was trying to.
Woodisend.
Excuse me. That was where I said I was trying to do an automatic update and it wasn't working. So.
Back button.
Finger top of the screen with 4 fingers at the top.
Next. Now, button.
There's a next button. 1 finger double tap on next.
Back button.
And I'm very impatient, so I'm going to flip to the right again.
It may take a few minutes to activate your iPhone.
Flip to the right again.
It may take a few minutes.
Yeah, that's all we've got at the moment. Flip back to the left.
Back.
Oh.
Back button.
Okay, so flicking to the right.
Personal data use. Data and privacy.
And I'm flicking
heading
here to the right with 1 finger.
This icon appears when an Apple feature asks to use your personal information. You won't see this with every feature since Apple collects this information only when needed to enable features, secure our services or personalize your experience. Apple believes privacy is a fundamental human right, so every Apple...
Okay, I'm not going to have it read all this. I'm just going to flick to the right. I just did a 2-finger touch on the screen to stop it talking.
Continue. Button.
And 1 finger double tap on continue.
Face ID. iPhone can recognize the unique 3-dimensional features of your face to unlock automatically, use Apple Pay, and make purchases from the iTunes and App Stores.
Now, for the demo, and normally when I set up an iPhone for the first time, I just want to get it set up and running, so I normally leave Face ID later. So I'm not going to do it in this particular
About Face ID.
Podcast demo, so finger to the right.
Continue. Set up later in settings.
And I'm going
button
to choose, rather than choosing continue, I'm going to do set up later in settings, so 1 finger double tap on that.
Create a passcode,
flicking to the right.
A passcode protects your data and is used to unlock iPhone.
So flicking to the right again.
Passcode. 0 of 6 values entered.
So it's currently set to 6 values. I'm going to flick to the right.
Passcode options.
And we've got passcode options. Double tap on passcode options.
Alert. Custom alphanumeric code. Button.
So I've got custom alphanumeric code. Flicking to the right.
Custom numeric code.
Custom button. Numeric code.
Four-digit numeric code.
Four-digit button. Numeric code.
Don't use passcode.
Button. Don't use passcode.
Cancel.
And button. Cancel.
Cancel.
And that's all we've got. All right. So for the moment for this test, I'm going to choose...
Don't use passcode. Button. Four-digit numeric
just
code.
Just a four-digit button. Numeric code. So double tap on that.
Passcode. 0 of 4 values entered.
Okay, and remember I've got touch typing still turned on, so I can just touch each number on the numeric keypad here just to put in the numbers straight away by taking my finger off. So I'm going to do 1539.
1539. Passcode. 0 of 4 values
okay,
entered.
And I do it again.
1539.
And wait for it to respond. There we go.
Apps and data. Heading.
So apps and data. Flicking to the right.
Choose how you want to transfer apps and data to this iPhone. Restore from iCloud backup. Button.
So restore from iCloud backup.
Restore from Mac or PC.
Restore button. From Mac or PC.
Move data from Android.
Move button. Data from Android.
Don't transfer apps and data.
Don't transfer button. Apps and data.
Don't transfer app.
And that's it for the moment. So, oh, that's all we've got on the screen, sorry. So I'm going to go back and choose backup from iCloud because I've got God knows how many iCloud backups of all my different phones. So flicking back to the left.
Move data from Android. Restore from Mac or PC. Restore from iCloud backup.
Okay, restore button. From iCloud backup. One finger double tap.
iCloud. Heading.
And flicking to the right.
Apple ID. Email. Text field.
Okay, so this is my Apple ID for my iCloud account. So I'm just going to pause recording and put in my Apple ID and passwords. So back in a tick. So I've just typed in my Apple ID email address. So bottom right hand side of the keyboard.
Return.
And double tap on that.
Return. Your secure text field is editing.
Okay.
Required.
And I need to put in my password. So again, I'm just going to pause recording and put in my password. Put in my password. So I'm going to...
Return.
Go to return again on the keyboard, bottom right hand side, one finger double tap.
Your Apple ID information alert. Apple ID verification code.
Okay, that's all my phone's going off with a notification.
Apple ID sign in requested.
Apple ID verification code.
So I flick to the right.
A message in dash.
Let's see if this code now works. I've just got to send a text message with.
1, 3, 6, 8, 6, 9, 6, 1, 2. In pro terms and conditions.
Very good. Heading. That worked. Four finger touch down the bottom.
Rows 1 to 7.
I don't know why they bother with this terms and agreement because, of course, you're going to agree to it.
In progress.
In progress again.
It may take a few minutes to set up your Apple ID.
Yes, I know.
Enter iPod Touch passcode. Heading.
Enter iPod Touch passcode. Never had that before. All right, so I'll just pause the recording and put in my iPod Touch passcode, apparently. There we go.
Forgot iPod Touch passcode. Button. In progress.
There we go. Now it's decided to
choose
go in
backup.
Progress.
Choose heading.
Backup. So flick to the right.
Latest iPhone backups. Heading.
Latest iPhone backups.
Today at 5:50 a.m. iOS 13.3 required. Button.
Okay, so I can't do that one because that's my test phone.
The 7th of November 2019 at 11:19 a.m. David Work, iPhone 10. Button.
That's my iPhone 10. That'll do. So one finger double tap on the iPhone 10.
The 7th of location services. Heading. Location services allows maps and other apps and services like Find My to gather and use data indicating your approximate location.
And it's really funny because when you set up the iPhones or the iPads, iPod Touches and the Mac and so on, it says you've got a device trying to log in with your Apple ID in Darlinghurst, which is a suburb in Sydney. It's quite strange. So I'm going to keep flicking.
Enable location services.
And I'm going to double tap on enable location services.
Enable location services. Photo of person using Face ID with Apple Pay. Image.
And here we go again. So flicking to the right.
Add credit, debit or store cards
this is about
to Apple
Pay.
Card related. Continue. Set up later
and
in wallet.
As with Face ID, I'm going to set up later in wallet. So one finger double tap on that
set
one.
Set up later. Siri.
Here's good old Siri, flicking to the right again.
Siri helps you get things done just by asking. To use Siri, press and hold the side button or say, "Hey Siri," anytime.
Okay, so press and hold the side button or use "Hey Siri" anytime.
Siri sends information like your voice input, "Hey Siri setup," contacts and location to Apple to process your request. About Siri, click continue button, setup later in settings.
So I'm going to flick back and double tap on continue.
iPhone Analytics.
iPhone Analytics.
Help Apple improve its products and services by about analytics, share with Apple button.
And I'm going to double tap on share with Apple.
App Analytics. Heading.
Flip to the right again.
Help app developers improve their apps by choosing to share app activity and crash tech. About app analytics and share with app developers.
And of course, you've got a button that's the same thing as share again, except with app developers this time. I flip to the right.
Don't share.
You can choose don't share for this one or the previous one. So I'm going to flick back to the left.
Share with app developers.
And choose share.
Share with app.
And waiting again. And I'm being very good this time. Normally, I flick on the screen within a couple of seconds just to see what's going on. So far, I've almost resisted the urge to tap around on the screen. So if this doesn't say screen anything dimmed. In the next 5 seconds, I'm just going to wake it up again. iOS
13.2.2.
Ah, Apple iOS 13.2. Hang on.
Software update. We'll read that. iOS
13.2.2. Oh, iOS 13.2.2.
Learn more.
And I think we've got to do this because you don't have a choice.
Download and install. Download and install.
Can I skip?
Software update. Back button. Back button.
No, I can't. So, fine. This is why sometimes I have issues doing these podcasts sometimes, because particularly when Apple's quite aggressively releasing all these updates at the moment, it's really hard to do a consistent demo sometimes. So
soft iOS, learn more, download and install.
Okay, button. Just keep download and install.
0 of 4 values.
Passcode is the one that I just put in for this phone, which from memory was
1 5 3 9. Back button. Alert. Download over Wi-Fi. If you leave the Wi-Fi network while downloading the update, additional usage fees will apply. Cancel. Continue. Button.
Okay, so continue because we're on Wi-Fi anyway. I'm not going to leave my Wi-Fi network at home. Back button, flicking to the right.
Software update. iOS 13.2.2. Apple, learn more. Update requested. Dib. Update requested. Dib.
Okay, so update button. Requested.
Downloading. Dib. Button.
So that's changed to downloading, which is good. And of course, I'm not going to sit here and wait in the recording. I'll pause the recording and come back when it's
screen
almost finished.
Dim,
and I'm
going
to keep
dim,
waking my button. Screen up every time it goes screen dim. I just keep flicking on the screen to wake it up.
Preparing update. Dimmed. Button.
Okay, so now downloading has changed to preparing update. So there wasn't any indication about what it was doing. So that was probably because I paused the recording. It was probably about, I'd say 2 minutes.
Alert.
Oh.
Verifying update.
Yeah, now it's up to verifying update after 6 minutes. Goodness me. That took a long time.
Screen dimmed. In progress.
Aha. And now we don't have any speech because I'm assuming the phone's now restarted, which it has. Now, before with the iPhone 8 and I believe the 7 was the fact when the phone restarted, you could see if the phone was sort of back on by just pressing or trying to press the haptic home button. Because if the haptic home button activated or I vibrated or clicked, so to speak, you knew the phone was restarting. With the iPhone 10 and above, it doesn't have a haptic home button anymore. What I normally do to see if the phone's back on is I use the mute switch on the side, so the top left-hand side of the phone when you're holding it in portrait mode. If I flick it to the back of the phone, if it doesn't vibrate, I know that it hasn't restarted properly yet. So I'm flicking it back up to the top, and it won't do anything. So I'm just going to leave it there for a minute. So I think, remember, the update started at about, as I'm doing this recording, about 11:14:15 or so. So I think we're up to about 12 minutes at the moment, just doing the update. And of course, just to remind you, I am pausing the recordings each time I'm actually checking the time. So again, you don't have to sit here in the real world with me waiting for the update to finish. So now up to 16 minutes, let me press the side switch on my iPhone 11. Aha, Now it's vibrating. Very good. I'll just wait for a tick because I was previously using VoiceOver. I would have expected VoiceOver to be still on when the phone restarted, but maybe it doesn't do that when it's just updating when you're still in installation mode. So I'm just going to give it another 30 seconds or so or a minute, and then I'll do the side button on the side three times to turn VoiceOver on if it's currently off. So I'm going to press the side button three times on the iPhone 11. 1, 2, 3. And it looks like I've got a speech back.
Heading.
Okay, so let me unlock it. So remember, it's a one finger drag up from the bottom.
Passcode field. 0 of 4 values entered. 4, 1, 5, 6, 3, 9. Setup. Secure text field. Is editing required?
What's the secure text field for? All right, so we've just come back from the update. So let me just flip back to the left.
Secure tech password. This iCloud backup includes per cases from the iTunes, Apple Books and the App Store that were made with a different Apple ID.
Aha. Put in my password for my iTunes Apple ID. So I'll just pause the recording. Sorry about my tummy. It's getting close to... Well, it's not close to lunch tummy. What am I talking about? All right, so I'm just going to pause the recording and put in my password.
Return.
Okay, there's my... This Apple ID backup password includes for iTunes.
Cases, two-factor authentication.
Apple ID sign in requested. Your Apple ID is being used to sign into an iPhone near Darlinghurst. NSW, 11:34 a.m.
A message with a verification code has been sent to your trusted device. Enter the code to continue. Passcode.
Okay, I'm just going to pause my... Let me see if it's on the iPhone 8.
Progress. Restore okay, page 1 of 1. Okay,
let me just go to the top of my screen of here screen. With four-finger touch.
Restore from iCloud.
Flipping heading. To the right.
Progress. 3%.
Ah, now I get a progress percentage. Lovely.
10%.
So restoring iCloud backup. I flick to the right.
Time remaining. About 1 minute.
Yeah, so flip both left.
Progress. 15%.
Progress 15%. And again, I'll pause the recording during this progress update. So what time are we up to on the time?
48%.
22 minutes so far.
50%. Time remaining, about 1 minute. Progress, 66%.
That was just me flicking to the right and back to the left. VoiceOver, of course.
84%.
84%, flicking to the right.
Time remain.
Whoop, lost speech. Okay. The phone's restarted again. Okay. I guess that makes sense because it has to do the restore. So it's now restarted. And if I flip my good old mute button on the side down to the back, there's nothing up the front again. And we'll just wait again for the phone to restart. Okay, 11:39. So let me do the mute button to the back. And still nothing. So it's still obviously updating itself and restoring. Oh, okay. So that took about, let's say, 2.5 minutes. So
more info button.
Flip back to the left.
Heading. More info.
So I'm gonna unlock the screen again. So finger down the bottom, up, release.
Passcode field. 0 of 4 values.
Passcode. Oh, now it's gone back to US Samantha. That's interesting.
4, 7, 4, 1, 1, 8, 5, 5, 3, 9. Setup. Restore completed. Heading. Apps and data will continue downloading in the background.
Apps and data will continue. That's gone. The volume's gone down. Hang on a tick. Just turn up.
Continue. Button.
That's better.
Apps and data. Restore, restore completed.
Okay, heading. So restore completed.
Apps and data will continue downloading in the background.
Apps and data will keep downloading in the background.
Continue. Button.
Continue. One finger double tap.
Continue. Siri icon. Image. Improve Siri and dictation. Heading. Help Apple improve Siri and dictation by allowing Apple to store.
That's going a bit fast, so let me just do a two-finger rotate.
Headings. Characters. Headings. Hints. Sounds. Volume. Speaking rate. 55%. 50%.
Yeah, it's better. Okay, so four-finger touch the top of the screen again.
Back button.
Flick to the right.
Siri icon. Improve Siri and dictation. Help Apple improve Siri and dictation by allowing Apple to store audio of your Siri and dictation interactions from this iPhone. About improve share audio recordings. Button.
So this is new. Share audio recordings.
Not now. Button.
Or not now.
Not now. Button.
So that's it. So you've got not now or share audio recordings. So you've now got a choice. do with all the privacy stuff that's been going on about all the smart assistants and who's checking the data with the personal assistants, including Siri. So I'm not really worried about it. So I'm going to do share audio. So flip back to the left.
Share audio
recording. One finger double tap.
Welcome to iPhone.
Welcome to iPhone, finally. Ray, so finger to the right.
Swipe up to get started.
Swipe up to get started. Remember, it's down the bottom of the screen. There we go. So down the bottom of the screen.
Alert.
And then go up.
Use this device when sharing second location.
Oh, use this device when sharing locations.
You are current, not now. Use.
Yes, button. Double tap on use.
FaceTime.
So this should be restoring from my iCloud backup for my iPhone 10. So if I flick to the left.
Page 3 of 6.
Yep, that's Tips. 6 pages. So if I keep flicking.
Page 4 of 6. Clips. Loading.
So in iCloud. Clips loading.
Coffee link.
Coffee link.
Waiting.
Waiting.
Cricket. Waiting.
Cricket waiting, etc., etc. We've now basically set up the iPhone 11. Let's go down to the Apple Watch now. So one finger double tap on that.
Watch. Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, morning. Don't feel like it's a good morning so far. Finger to the right.
If you have an Apple Watch, you can pair it with your iPhone here. Photos of an Apple Watch. Start pairing. Button.
So start pairing.
Cancel. Put on your Apple Watch and hold it up to the camera.
No, I'm not going to do that because I could never find it does it properly.
Align it with the view. Pair Apple Watch manually.
And I'm going to double tap on pair Apple Watch manually.
Tap the info button on your Apple Watch to view its name.
On my Apple Watch, which I've got the Series 5 44mm on, I'm going to press the digital crown 3 times. 1, 2, 3.
Info. Bring iPhone near Apple Watch.
Okay, it's now in the
yard. Dismiss. Button. Apple Watch. Use your iPhone to set up this Apple Watch. A photo of an... Continue. Continue. Button.
There we go.
Watch. Cancel. Button. Button. Put on your Apple Watch and hold it up to the camera. Align it with the viewfinder below. Pair Apple Watch manually.
And I'm going to pair Apple Watch manually.
Cancel. Button. Tap the info button on your Apple Watch to devices. Heading.
Can I tap the info button on your Apple Watch?
Pair Apple, a video of a video, pair Apple Watch manually. Button.
Which is the info button?
Apple Watch 20582.
20582.
Tap the info button on devices. Apple Watch 20582.
That's the one. Button. Double tap.
Enter the 6-digit code displayed on your Apple Watch.
Enter the 6-digit code.
No pin entered.
6-1-1-6-9-1.
Apple logo surrounded by several intricate lights.
Back button.
Indicating that pairing is complete. Image.
Your Apple Watch is paired. Heading. A photo of an Apple Watch. Set up Apple Watch. Button.
Set up Apple Watch. Double tap on that. This is on my iPhone.
Heading.
Wrist preferences. Or wrist preference.
A photo of an Apple Watch.
Four finger touch at the bottom.
Agree. Button.
I'll tap Apple on agree.
Apple ID. Heading.
Apple ID.
Signing in with your Apple ID helps Apple Watch communicate. Enter password. Button.
Password.
Apple ID. Secure text
and
field.
And the question is, which Apple ID does it want?
Enter the password for davidrichel.com.
Okay, so it wanted my iCloud one.
Secure text field.
So double tap, and I'll put my iCloud password in.
Done.
Okay, and double tap on done, the bottom right hand side of the on-screen keyboard.
Apple ID, heading.
And the Apple Watch has just gone to sleep.
Verifying Apple ID, this may take a few minutes.
Verifying Apple ID.
Workout route Apple tracking, heading.
Okay, the Apple Watch has just woken up again. Route tracking.
Apple Watch Workouts uses your location to track routes and local weather for outdoor workouts. A photo of an Apple Watch. Enable route tracking button.
Yep, why not? So enable route tracking. If I flick to the right again.
Disable route tracking.
Disable route button. Tracking. If I flick to the right again.
Disable
don't go
route
any further,
tracking.
So back to the left.
Enable route
and
tracking.
And one finger double tap.
Apple Watch shares settings with iPhone for location services. Find my iPhone, Siri, and analytics and improvement. Some watch faces and apps may use your location when location
okay, this is about location,
on.
So flicking to the right.
Okay, button.
Okay.
Okay, button.
So okay button, double tap.
Apple Watch passcode. Heading.
Apple Watch passcode.
When you set a passcode, Apple Watch locks when you take it off and requires the passcode to unlock. This helps protect your data. A photo of an Apple Watch. Create a passcode.
Create button. A passcode. Click the right.
Add a long passcode.
Add a long button. Passcode.
Don't add passcode.
Don't button. Add passcode.
Don't add
and
passcode.
That's as far as we can go, button. So flip back to left.
Add a, create a passcode.
Create a passcode. Button.
Create a passcode.
Heading. Add a new passcode.
Okay, so if I go to the Apple Watch, okay, so I'm going to do...
This will reset, cancel.
I don't know why I did that.
Enter. Try again.
One.
Five.
Three.
Eight.
Nine.
Re-enter passcode.
So put it in.
One.
One.
Five. Two. Three.
Nine. Nine.
Keep your Apple Watch up to date.
Apple logo surrounded by several intricate lines.
Keep your Apple Watch up to date. So that's the Apple Watch talking. This is now my iPhone.
The latest features. IPhone. Security and input continue. Button. Get the keep your Apple Watch up to date.
Let me touch the top of the screen.
Back button. Keep your Apple Watch up to date. Get the latest features. Security and improvements by updating watchOS automatically. Continue. Button.
Continue button.
Install updates manually.
Install button. Updates manually. Let continue. Me just do continue. Button. I probably
photo
regret this.
Of an Apple Watch displaying a success watch. Card related information, location, device settings and device use patterns will be sent to Apple and may be shared together with account information.
Okay, so flip to the right.
Continue.
Button. Continue.
Continue. Loading. Add guard security code. Text
and I don't want to receipt. Add any card.
Add a different setup letter in the Apple Watch app.
And button. Setup letter for Apple Pay.
Emergency SOS. Heading.
Emergency SOS.
You can press and hold the side button to call emergency services from your Apple Watch. This will also send a message to your emergency contacts. Fall detection can initiate emergency SOS
so
and call emergency
detection.
Services if Apple Watch detects a hard fall. The more physically active you are, the more likely you are to trigger fall detection due to high impact activity, which can appear to be a fall. You can enable fall detection in the Apple Watch app.
Okay, so you can enable fall detection in the Apple Watch app. Flick to the right.
Emergency SOS will share your location when your device calls emergency services.
Emergency SOS emergency will share your location.
Continue. Button.
Continue. Flick to the right.
Continue.
That's about as far as we can go, so double tap on continue.
Clock faces. Heading.
Clock faces, and you can actually hear the Apple Watch screen keep changing, I'm assuming.
You can change your clock face to personalize your Apple Watch.
Yeah, you can tailor change your clock face to for your Apple Watch.
Photo of an Apple Watch. Continue. Button.
Double tap on continue.
Install available apps. Heading.
Install available apps.
Some apps on your iPhone work with your Apple Watch. A photo of an Apple Watch. Install all. Button.
Install all.
Choose later.
I'm going to choose later. Later.
Button.
Double tap on choose later.
Apple Watch is syncing. Heading.
Sync progress. 0%.
Your Apple Watch is almost ready. You'll get an alert when it's done, so you can use your iPhone as you normally would. Sync progress, 0%.
1%.
Sync progress, 0%.
Sync progress, 21%.
23%.
Oh, it's going pretty quickly. It's not too bad.
24%.
So you've got both of them speaking now. You've got the Apple Watch because I've left it on the progress.
28%.
So the first one that gets it quickly is the Apple Watch, of course, and then the iPhone.
Alert. Your Apple ID and phone number are now being used for iMessage and FaceTime on a new Apple Watch.
Yeah, funny that. Thank you.
If you recently signed into David's app, okay. Button.
Okay, that.
That button.
Now, that did come up on my iPhone 8
48%.
That I was using this morning as of this recording.
69%.
That I was using to record the Apple Watch and the iPhones at the beginning of the podcast. What's my watch doing?
Apple Watch basics. Sync progress. 97%.
Okay, numbers there.
Welcome to Apple Watch. Heading.
That's the iPhone. That's the 100% on the Apple Watch. Look to the right.
My watch. Adjust settings. Organize apps and customize your watch faces. Face gallery. Browse Apple Watch apps. Get OK button.
And double tap on OK.
David's watch. Heading. Search. David's Apple Watch. 44 millimeters.
Button. Yeah, Dabble's Apple Watch, 44 millimeters.
Photo of an Apple Watch.
And that's it, I believe. So that's the Apple Watch app running, or the watch app running on my iPhone 11. Of course, it automatically came up when I brought the Apple Watch near the iPhone. So now if I just press the digital crown.
Sync progress, 100%. Your watch is ready. Press the digital crown to start.
Your Apple Watch is ready. Press the digital crown to start. I'll do that now. Oh, bling. That was very cute.
Digital crown. Watch face.
Okay, we're in the watch face. So that's the iPhone 11 and the Apple Watch all set up. Now, I did say to you I'd give you the physical description of all the iPhones I've got in front of me and just an overview comparison between my Series 5 and Series 3 Apple Watch. So in front of me, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 iPhones. If I pick up the first one in the row, this is one of my original iPhone 8s. And of course, with the iPhone 8, you have the selector side switch mute on the top left-hand side, which all the iPhones have got. The volume up and volume down the left-hand side, again, which all the iPhones have got. On the right-hand side, you've got the side button, which all the iPhones have got. And then the main difference, of course, and this is my iPhone 8 Plus, is that this one has got the haptic home button down the bottom, which none of the other iPhones in front of me have got it. And of course, all of them have the speakers down the bottom, the microphone, the lightning jack. And then if I turn it around, you have the rectangular going across the left-hand top edge, the back of the iPhone, the camera module. So that's the iPhone 8. And if I put this iPhone 8 beside the iPhone 11 Max, physically, it's the same height as the iPhone 8 Plus. Remember that we're talking about different screen sizes. So with the iPhone 11 Max, because they've increased the screen size, you've got a 6.5-inch screen on the iPhone 11 Pro Max. And of course, the major difference, of course, with all the newer bits and pieces in the iPhone 11 Pro Max is you've also got on the back of it. And by the way, yes, they all have the wireless charging now, of course. You can put these on two wireless chargers, all of them. So on the back of the iPhone 11 Pro Max, you've got three round camera lens modules, for want of a better term. So they're basically sitting in a raised square unit. And if you can imagine a Braille letter O, so dots 1, 3 on the left-hand side and dot 5 on the right-hand side, so this is all in this square module, that's the location of the three lenses. But that's basically the back of the iPhone. I'm going to put that down next to my iPhone 8. And the next one in size, of course, is the iPhone 11 itself, which I was just using to set up. The lens module on the back only has two lenses, and it's like a Braille B. And they're on the back left-hand edge again in a square module. But rather than having three modules, as in dots 1, 3, and 5 in a Braille O, you've basically got dots 1 and 2. That's the iPhone 11 itself. And this screen size is a 6.1-inch screen. And I think from memory, the iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max is the OLED screen, whereas the iPhone 11 is an LCD screen. But remember that the edge of the screen covers a lot more, the edges, than the previous iPhones did. All right, so that's the iPhone 11. If I put my finger up the top, the tip of my finger is the distance between the top of the iPhone 11 and the top of the iPhone 11 Pro Max and the iPhone 8 Plus. So that's how only slightly smaller than it is than the iPhone 11 Pro Max and the iPhone 8 Plus. And it is a really good size. Size-wise, you know, you've got the bigger screen, and it's just a really comfortable phone to use. This is probably my preferred iPhone over the iPhone 11 Max, actually, or the iPhone 11 Pro, which is the smaller one, which is the one I've got next to it in size. And because this is an iPhone 11 Pro, we now go back to the three camera modules. So that was the square on the top left-hand edge, quite a substantial square again. And again, you've got those three round lenses or modules, whatever you want to call them, dots, you know, 1, 3 and 5, and the iPhone 11 Pro. This is the one with the 5.8-inch screen. So this is the same screen area as the original iPhone 10 had, which is also what I've got here on the desk with me as well. Indeed, if I put the iPhone 11 Pro on top of the iPhone 10, it's probably about the same size. I can't quite tell because I've actually got my iPhone 10 in a very rugged case to stop it getting damaged when I drop it sometimes. But I believe physically, and I could be wrong about this, but the iPhone 11 Pro is effectively the same size as the iPhone 10. All right, so if I put them down in size-wise, so I've got iPhone 8, iPhone 11 Pro Max, iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro, and then the iPhone 10. Okay, so that's basically all the iPhones that I could talk about in this podcast today. Let me just grab my Apple Watch. I've got my Apple Watch Series 5 on my wrist, and that one you can just hear is my Apple Watch Series 3 with no band on it because I just want to compare the sizes. So let me just shush it up by putting my hand over it. All right, so if I put that face down, glass face down on top of the other glass of my Series 5, it's the same width, but the Series 5 is a bit wider, sort of going from elbow to wrist, if you like. Again, the fact that you can also interchange bands between the Series 3 and Series 5, i.e. 38 to 42 or 40 to 44, is really handy, particularly when you're if you're upgrading from a previous size watch to the newer watch size. All right, so to stop this going on all the time, I'm just going to put my Velcro band back on my Series 3 Apple Watch. So I'm just going to stick it back on my wrist. I'm just going to put it on my right wrist for the moment. So this one I've kind of got changed to my iPhone 8. And I'm just going to put in my passcode for this one. I'm just going to pause the recording. 1434. Okay. So I've now got my Series 5 on my left wrist and my Series 3 on my right wrist. So Series 3 going to my iPhone 8 Plus and the Series 5 going to the iPhone 11. So with the Series 5, the main difference as far as physical stuff is concerned, besides the different innards, is the fact that the side button is flush with the side of the Apple Watch. So you can't feel any button unless you feel very closely. You can feel just the slight indent where the rectangular button is. And then the actual digital crown is a haptic digital crown. It's not mechanical like the other one, so to speak. So on my Series 3 here, the side button sticks out a little bit, and I've got the 1434. And I've got the digital crown on the side here. And both of them pretty well much work exactly the same way with VoiceOver. If I wake it up by pressing the digital crown on my Series 5, so flicking, that's me flicking left and right on the watch face. Let me try the watch face on. So it's probably a little bit slower. And let's just shush it up. Let's wake up the Series 5. Yeah, it's definitely a lot more responsive on the Series 5. Okay, that's perfect. Now, let me turn off VoiceOver and turn it back on again on my Series 3. 1, 2, 3, and do the crown. So VoiceOver is now off. I touch the screen, nothing happens. If I turn VoiceOver back on again, 1, 2, or 3.
1446.
Okay, so that's back on my Series 3.
Heart rate.
Okay, let's do it on the Series 5. So 1, 2, 3, and digital crown, because I've already got access options turned off. And we don't get any sound. Okay, so it's off. Now I do 1, 2, 3. There's a brum.
VoiceOver on.
And that's, yep, a lot faster, isn't it, on the Apple Watch Series 5. Let me just see how fast Siri is on the Apple Watch. I'll try the S3 first. What time is it?
It's 1447.
Okay, that was the Series 3. Let's try it on the actual Series 5. What time is it?
It's 2:47 p.m.
Okay, that's lightning quick. And let me just do volume.
100%.
That's 100% on the Apple Watch Series 5.
100%.
Okay, so I think the Series 5 is a lot louder, of course. I did a lot more podcasts on individual features on most likely the iPhone 11. As I said, it's probably my most favorite iPhone out of the iPhone 11, 11 Pro and 11 Pro Max. And of course, that's the one with the 6.1 inch screen and the dual camera system rather than the three lenses on the Pro versions. And I'll definitely do some podcasts on the Series 5 itself. Remembering with the Series 5, you've also got the fall protection, which I believe came in the Series 4. And you've also got the compass, and you've also got the noise decimal stuff as well. But another podcast. But anyway, that will finish this demo of the podcast, setting up and a bit of a play with the iPhone 11, the Apple Watch Series 5, and a bit of a comparison physically and a bit of a play with the different types of Apple Watches on the Series 3 and 5. But anyway, that will do me for this podcast. But as I say with all my demos, thank you for listening, and bye for now.